You're listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK on the Pod Gods Network. The Oddcast Podcast, the podcast nobody is listening to. Except you.
Welcome to episode 36 of the Oddcast Podcast UK.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good morning.
Or evening.
Good morning, actually. It's still morning.
Good well, night.
This is the Oddcast Garden Cast.
It is indeed.
For people listening, it doesn't make any difference to them.
Except the sound quality's probably reduced.
Yep, and you might hear a few birds in the background.
Essex birds.
I won't go lakeside! We are recording this in the Garden of Ash.
The Garden of Ash.
Garden of Ash.
That sounds like a legendary location, doesn't it?
Saying that it'd be Game of Thrones, maybe.
Yes.
Which is good. So, yeah, I'm Adam.
I'm Will.
I'm Ash.
And we are sitting in the garden with a microphone, laptop, beers and food.
Getting ready for the sunburn.
Don't get jealous, people. It's March.
It's 16, it's 16 degrees out here. It's crazy hot.
It is actually. Is it shorts, t-shirt?
Obviously crazy hot then.
what's
crazy hot?
Just crazy hot. Crazy hot for crazy. Us Brits.
It is, we're not used to this. We sweat and sort of die and moan.
And waddle.
It's so hot, Mike. Why is it so hot? We're going to sit indoors because it's too hot.
Yeah. We need to put an umbrella up for some shade.
Exactly. And then when it starts raining, we start moaning. That it's raining.
But at least we've got an umbrella.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
See? But we carry on the barbecue anyway.
Umbrellas, so versatile. Mm.
Well, the weather forecast said that it wasn't necessarily going to be the hottest day today.
Of course not.
But it's not going to rain, so that's barbecue weather.
Yeah.
That's the way it works in the country.
It'll be our first barbecue of the year.
Yes. Are we going to have more at your house soon?
Yeah, we'll be doing a barbie at some point soon, I reckon. Yeah.
I love barbecues at your house.
Barbecue season is here.
I've never had a barbecue around actually, so, you know, you've got a lot to live up to. I'm comparing you to Will's.
Oh. Yeah, no pressure then.
Yeah. So are you guys now going to listen to us waffle on in a garden? What are your neighbours like? Are they going to...
Old.
Are they going to think, what the hell are those people doing there? What's a podcast?
No, they won't be able to hear us.
No.
So, yeah.
We're here.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know, the weather's too nice. I'm actually thinking about just laying back and snoozing and let you do all the work.
I can tell you're a bit more laid back this week. You're a bit more just, I'm just going to chill out and not say a single word.
I'm getting a serious vitamin D hit right now.
What's that?
It's what you get from the sunshine.
You need to see the sun to get your vitamins. And
what, like Sunny D?
That's Sunny D, yeah. Vegetable oil drink. Lovely.
That is very oily, isn't it?
It is made of vegetable oil.
I used to drink that when I was a kid, and I used to love it. And then I had it a good couple of months back, and it's the most rankest stuff I've ever drunk.
Yeah, but they won't have changed it. It'll just be that you had the most awful taste back then.
It's more oily.
Yeah.
Oily drinks. Mm. Use it to fry your chips in.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could have done. Yeah.
Vegetable oil.
With a slight orange tang to your chips.
Yeah. I wonder what chips would taste like cooked in Sunny D. Probably fucking awful.
I would have thought that would be nasty.
Do you reckon anyone out there's ever had Sunny D chips?
Let us know if you have.
Well, the American is that when we say chips, we mean fries, because obviously.
Oh, yeah, but fries over there are so skinny. We like proper, thick, chunky bastard
chips.
Ones.
Chunky chips. Like fish chopped chips.
Mm. Not your freedom fries.
Freedom fries?
Yeah, there was. Oh, Christ, what was it? When France refused to go into Afghanistan, wasn't it? And there was a big kickback in the States about the French, and all sorts of people were talking about, we can't call them French fries anymore, let's call them freedom fries, because the French...
people won't buy them in McDonald's if they're called French fries.
It's those cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
You just call them fries.
Just call them chips. That's what they are.
Use the right terminology.
It's crisps. Oh. Crisps are their chips.
Mm. Yeah. And that confused because I've been to America a few times and I've asked for chips just out of you know, what's the word? I can't think now. I'm getting too up. Out of a habit, I just say, yeah, can I have some chips? And they'd give me a packet of crisps.
Packet of crisps.
And I felt really bad, so I just took them.
Can I get some fries with that as well?
Yeah. Can I have some fries as well? Yeah. Like, look at you, fries and chips. You're crazy.
Well, did you know that crisps, as we call them, post-date fries, legend has it that there was a restaurant in the United States and there was a really, really pain in the ass customer who was complaining that his French fries weren't thin enough. So the chef, taking the piss, basically peeled the potato, sort of sliced the potato as thinly as he possibly could, and then sort of fried them. And the bloke really liked them, and thus crisps were invented.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is a great chat.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's about crisps, and I'm eating them as well.
So we're going to play the theme music now.
Yeah, should we go into the Oddcast Chipcast?
Yep. The Garden Cast.
All right. Let's get into the Oddcast Podcast, episode 36.
Yeah, rock and roll all the way, baby.
Well, Eric's been very filled with jealousy since, and decided it's time to get his miniature man bit puttazzled.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Oh my god!
Maybe you shouldn't be living here!
Hello, the Oddcast Podcast, Adam and Will. Tune in online and listen now to the Oddcast Podcast, Adam and Will. Will, the Oddcast Podcast, Adam and Will. The Oddcast Podcast.
So, yeah, anyone want to talk a bit more about chips and crisps?
I'm done.
You're done?
You're done.
Oh. Yep,
done.
Done.
Your sign off, isn't it? That's it. Game over.
Yeah, just sign out.
That's the end of the episode.
Oh no, that's about 4 or 5 minutes long. People will be ringing up, complain.
People might be secretly pleased that they don't have to listen to 2 hours of us.
That's very true. So, Will, you sent me a very interesting link the other day.
Is this the Game of Thrones bloodiest moments?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought if something's going to make you watch it, it's going to be people being hit with swords and disemboweled in certain ways.
See, I was a little bit disappointed and pleased that you said that to me, because I was a little bit disappointed that you think that all I like is people getting chopped up and blood and guts everywhere.
There's tits in it as well.
That's why I was pleased. There's some good little death scenes in it.
Oh, it's wicked. And pretty much all of them are in the books as well. The whole thing is, it's not a dumbed down television series. They've actually been really, really faithful to the books wherever they can. It's excellent.
See, I don't. Obviously, I've said this in previous podcasts that the whole episode, the whole Game of Thrones stuff, it has to work harder to get my attention because I'm not interested in that genre.
It's got blood and tits.
But they never sell that. All I see is dwarves with a sword.
Dwarves with swords should be enough! Seriously!
Bit of sheepskin.
I thought he used an axe.
And it just seems a little bit drab. But then when you show me a clip of them all getting disemboweled and...
Oh, yeah.
...speared. The bit where they... there was a good bit where they were jousting, and then the wooden joust got stuck in his neck.
That was deliberate.
And he was just lying on the floor.
Yeah, and the blood's pumping away.
And I thought, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But because it's on Sky One in this country, I'm like...
Yes, I watched it through my Sky subscription to whatever it is, Atlantic. I certainly Sky wouldn't Atlantic, have used any unofficial means of viewing it.
There you go.
On the jousting bit, were they settling a domestic dispute?
They should have been.
Oh, yeah, like an American.
the new laws.
Which will be out.
That is out.
That is out.
I've heard it.
That was out.
That was out. Yep. Confused me then, yeah.
Sorry, Ash hasn't been in on an Ask an American yet.
No, you're not allowed.
No.
That was one of the rules that BUI and the last podcast said, is that you are not allowed to be involved.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine.
They think you're a cunt.
That is perfectly fine.
You're too British.
Yeah. I mean, but they love me.
I get some abuse and they love Will.
I don't know why. Will. Actually, well, I think they've grown to love me. Let's face it, on the early episodes I appear.
I feel like they don't have a choice.
I think they're scared of you a little bit. I think they can get away with, like, taking the piss out of me and being really horrible to me. But for you, I think they just go, well, it's Will. We don't know what he looks like, and we know what he's like, so we're a bit scared.
I'll be there the first time that they'll never see me. I'll be wearing my ninja outfit. The first time they'll see me, I'll be giving them a bunch of flowers.
What ninja is that?
What? A peace ninja.
Peace ninja?
I'm going to be a peace ninja. Yes, I'm going to stealthily make... It's going to be like the milk tray man. Right. You know, sort of wears black, abseils into buildings and shit and then delivers chocolates. But most Americans have the obesity issue anyway, because I'm a fine one to talk. So I'm going to give them flowers instead.
So you're going to pull out your sword and it's just going to be a bouquet?
Yeah, just yeah, a bouquet with a sword hilt.
And you'll still try and kill them with it. Stuff it down their mouth, down their throats.
Yeah.
Have that.
Look, it's not juggling.
I kill you with a polly.
What's a polly?
I meant to say poppy.
A poppy. Polyp is a sort
of... Back he's got all over his nose. He's taken a bit of his beer.
Sorry, proper beer. It's left me with a bit of foam on the nose. Beautiful.
Foam on the nose. Not the first time you said that.
normally, the suspicious white substance on my nose is... anyway, moving on.
Yeah, we're saving for another cast.
Absolutely.
Like a sex cast or something.
Yeah, the odd cast, greased up cast.
Oh, that'd just be you in a room on your own with a microphone.
It won't be in that one.
No. It's going to be very, very short.
It could be a new segment. It could be like Wank with Will, but it'd be like a challenge. So it's got like we've got to do a task.
Or today I'll be doing it watching dwarf porn.
We've got to do some kind of challenge whilst he's wanking, and we've got to do it before he finishes.
Oh, you ever watch Russell Howard's Good News?
No.
Oh, I can't remember what he was talking about. He was no, I've lost the plot entirely. Let's just move on.
Okay. It's the sun, isn't it?
It was a funny story, quite frankly, too much.
I remember a couple of episodes back when, before you guys were on board and did it with Bill, in the old days, the old era.
Back in the Billy days.
I think it was like episode 8 or something, we did, you know, last year, the hottest day of the year, it was in like in June or something.
Yes. Yeah,
really fucking hot. I went around Bill's and we did the recording and it was so hot, we couldn't talk. I listen back to it now and I'm like, Jesus, we sound like we're hallucinating because we're so hot.
That'd be good.
And we were getting drunk, so we were getting even more worse. And then we were sitting there and we were just like, and we were coming up with the randomest stuff. So yeah, go back to listen to episode 8. Or don't.
You're really selling it to me here.
Exactly, but it's a new era now. Like you said, you've been in since what, episode 20?
20, 21 I joined, yeah.
I think 20 you joined, and there's been about 3 or 4 that you haven't been in on when I've got the guests in.
Oh, you count those as episodes, do you?
Yeah, they're
right,
the very short ones where it's Will's going to fuck off now.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Oh yeah, I was in them for a bit.
Yeah, I was in them.
I recorded the intros.
For 5 minutes, and then you disappear and I end up chatting some girls up, which I got told the other day. They go, how come all your guests are women?
Well, you did have the one with Mr. Mick and the Google Goddess.
But, it was still
but I seem
Google
to remember
Goddess.
Mr. Mick got hung up on and you ended up just chatting to Steph.
No, he hung up himself.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
He got fed up with his
voice. Oh, sorry, Mick, I'm losing you. I'm going to chat to the fit American bird who's got a thing for English, guys. Sorry, mate.
Sorry, mate. Oh, easy. Yeah, then we did Lauren.
You did Lauren.
You said we did Lauren.
I recorded with Lauren. She was fun. She was that was an interesting chat about.
So you're digging yourself a hole here.
And then we did one. I did one with Geordie Cook. She was fucking hilarious.
Oh, she was good.
She was a really funny girl. We've got to get her back on again. Oh, and I did do an extra one with Kathy from Kit Kat Films.
You've been busy these days, haven't you?
For some reason, I didn't put that as an episode. That just came out as an extra.
You've also been doing a lot of other recording as well, haven't you? As a sort of traitor to the Oddcast, you've been involved in other things, haven't you?
What
are you promoting?
Like what?
Panic.
Oh, yeah, I haven't done it yet, though.
Okay.
It's coming soon.
Coming soon, right. But you're busy preparing, aren't you?
Yeah, coming soon. There'll be another podcast called Panic Stations, which will be a monthly music-based podcast. More based around Chelmsford and Essex area.
Yeah, basically alienating our worldwide following.
No, because it's good. If they can listen, they can listen to some good music.
Yeah.
But it's all going to be unsigned bands or up-and-coming bands and that.
All from in or around the city of Chelmsford.
City of Chelmsford.
Yeah,
city. Should we talk about that now?
Oh, yeah. I think it's worth mentioning.
Yeah, so Panic Stations, look out for that, it'll be coming soon.
Yeah.
But, come on. What has happened to Chelmsford?
Oh, what hasn't happened to Chelmsford, eh? Our football club's name has become accurate.
Then I guess it changes to Chelmsford Town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back with the trend.
For quite a lot of years, and I don't know how many, I'm sure Wikipedia might tell us if we cared. Cared, God. We've had a football club called Chelmsford City, and it was about living in hope, because Chelmsford has been a town since it ever became a town, really. It's never been a city. Until last Wednesday. And the Queen, God bless you, ma'am, decided to...
My mum?
Give... No, God bless you, ma'am. I'll do other things with your mum.
It's ma'am, not ham.
God bless her ham. But one in England, one in Scotland, one in Wales. Town was selected to have city status, and we are England's newest city.
So the Welsh one was a bit weird.
No, wasn't the Scottish one was like really small? Was
what,
no,
Perth?
No, the Welsh one. Welsh one was, the Scottish one was Perth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Welsh one was Stair or something.
And it's tiny, wasn't it?
Population 3,000.
Is that bigger or smaller than the city of St David's in Wales, which was originally the smallest city in the UK?
I think this has taken the smallest city status.
It's just to give them something to talk about, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Look, see, we're a city. We've got 5 houses now. I don't know why, but in a second I'll be Pakistani.
Being a city, what's that going to do for Chelmsford then?
It means we've got to change all the signage. So
our council tax
is going to go up.
Our council tax is going to go up. We're going to pay all this money out for people to come to our shitty city.
But apparently, to turn from a town to a city, the actual application cost came to a mere £3,500.
That came out of your bank account?
Yes, yes. I was going to have double glazing fitted, but instead I decided to live in a city.
Instead of a shitty.
Mm. Yeah. A pretty shitty city, as Russell Crowe said in Twin Town. Or didn't. Sorry, it was Doug Ray Scott.
Yep, and we will have Dougree Scott on the podcast later on today.
Indeed.
So look out for that.
Will we?
Yep.
Okay.
But Chelmsford City.
Yes. The city of Chelmsford, not the football club.
Yeah, the city of Chelmsford. Youngest city in the country, apparently.
Mm.
Which does make sense.
Well, yeah, because it's from Wednesday.
Well, yeah, yeah, it's only about a couple of weeks old.
But how do they do that? Is it because it was only called... Was it, or is it because it's the youngest? Because the other ones were, what, give one to Perth, then us. So technically, we're the youngest.
Maybe, certainly the youngest
in England.
In England.
England is the country.
Oh, there you go, then. Yeah. Well done. Oh, that's smart.
Wales is a country. Scotland is a country.
No one else would know that in America. They'd be like, that's all the same, isn't it?
I thought Wales was in England.
They didn't do
I thought Wales was in England.
Yeah, I think so.
They didn't do Northern Ireland. They only did 3.
Yeah. That's all about the independence thing, I suppose.
Yeah, the Queen so they did Great Britain rather than United Kingdom.
Oh, I always get mixed up between those.
Dan, Ash, tell us what the difference is.
Actually, no, I've just buggered that up.
Mm. You see, we Brits don't know the
we
difference.
We don't even know what our country
is. But we don't pretend.
Although I suspect the people in Northern Ireland generally remember the difference.
Yes, I think so. We've got...
It means slightly more to them. Are you British? No, I'm from the United Kingdom. Or the other way around.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah, Great Britain has Northern Ireland, is England, Scotland and Northern Ireland, I think. The United Kingdom is including Southern Ireland?
I don't know, but talk louder. There's a microphone over there.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I'm trying
what
to
is
think.
This, BY?
I have no idea. Yeah, yeah, I've got my own microphone. I'm turning the volume down.
Or just don't turn it on at all like they did in a couple of episodes.
Yeah, brain's fried. It's too
so, bad. Welcome to our movie podcast.
Yeah, well, we have kind of moved ourselves into a movie-centric podcast. It's more movie-based. We do have the odd chat about
well, yeah,
stuff.
But we get to not have to talk about the X Factor, which is fucking brilliant for me and Ash.
You know, I wouldn't have joined if it was still on X
Factor. No, it's updating now. We've moved to times.
Yeah, but, well, this is your...
the Eye of the Tiger clips and all the really random crap from those people. Then I turn it off. Not
yeah.
Interested.
Fair enough.
But this is Ash's third episode in a row.
Yes. Can't get rid of you, can we?
Yeah. Becoming a bit of a regular, particularly with now, bearing in mind we're now recording in his garden.
Yeah.
Yes, it would have been rude not to have him on.
Yeah.
If we were recording
by the way,
in
you
garden.
Stay inside yeah. And we're recording
actually,
your garden.
Actually, how about you fuck off and get the barbecue going?
Yeah. Because it's only early. What's it do? It's 12:10 now, so we've got people coming over, what, the next hour?
Yep, yeah, people are going to be arriving from one, so actually it means we can't ramble for too long on this one, which is nice.
Yeah, we get a good hour.
We can get a couple of extras just sort of saying hi.
Yeah, we yeah. Get to get them involved. Have
indeed.
A little soundbites. Would you like to listen to that? You can't answer me, so it doesn't really matter. That question was redundant, really, wasn't it?
So, fuck you.
We're not doing it live. So, yeah, so really, we are a movie podcast now. We've kind of come to that assumption now. There's podcasts on the Podgods Network, which...
are purely movies.
There's one TV Movie Nerds is based around TV and movies.
Really?
Yeah, it is. We got
thanks for that.
There's one that Last Podcast Standing are bringing out called the Movie Podcast.
Well, the thing is, simple. We talk about movies and it kind of gives us a loose thing to hang around, but really we just talk shit.
Exactly.
Like the rest of the podcast, to be honest.
And also, it's just a way of just knowing what we talk about. Because when people ask us what we talk about, it's nicer to say, well, it's a movie podcast, than saying, it's a podcast with us talking about crisps.
But unlike some, but unlike some podcasts, we can do it with an English accent.
And so there's this Dougie Scott impression.
That was Christopher Walken.
Still can't do a Christopher Walken impression. Still can't do
Come on, it's been a little while, though. Let's hear your latest attempt.
I just put Dougie Street.
Dougie Street.
Dougie Street. What the fuck?
I think that's in Scotland.
I don't know what.
Hey, just go down. Hey, you just head down Dougie Street. Take a left, and you're in the middle of the city.
Shitty city.
Pretty shitty city.
Right, okay, Christopher Walken impression. Can you do a Christopher Walken impression?
No.
You're not even going to attempt it.
I'm not even going to attempt it.
Why not?
Because I'm crap.
Will's attempted it once.
There's Will.
Will's got up and walked away in
disgust.
He's coughing. He's angry.
I've removed my lungs outside of the microphone area.
Fair enough. I can't even do a Christopher Walken. I can't even think of it because I got slagged off in the recent...
Oh, no.
Now watch the folds as I sit down. That chair's cold.
Will has taken his top off, everyone. Thank God this is a podcast and not a video podcast.
Now I'm going to drop my shorts.
And Ash is going to put his back on. Because we're going to have one person with his pants on.
I made the mistake of wearing a black t-shirt thinking it's not going to be that hot. That'll soak up the heat and just keep me pleasantly warm.
I did think that when I knocked for you this morning and I knocked for you, like I'm a kid, you come out to play. I'm not going to knock for him.
Talk with the mic.
Alright, so... he can hear me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, smart. Yeah, but when I put a picture out today, you said, yeah, I thought I'd put this top on, a black top, because it's nice as well, and I thought, hang on, that doesn't make any sense.
I'll appreciate it later. The trouble is, it's my, ask me about my zombie t-shirt top, which says on the front, ask me about my zombie t-shirt, and when someone does, you then lift it up and, like, put the lower end over your head, and it's got a zombie face on it. But it's one I use for general cheap laughs, but I made the mistake of wearing it to Chelmsford Market this morning, so I had to do my zombie impression to pretty much every staff member on the butcher's stall.
So you have to do a zombie impression just because you've got a t-shirt on?
It says, ask me about my zombie t-shirt, and you kind of lift it up over your head, and it's got the zombie face which appears over your face that way because it's printed on the inside.
Oh, okay.
But it means he has to bare his
stomach.
Yes, yeah. Which I'm doing right now.
With the fluff in the belly button.
Oh, yep. I feel a little bit sick.
Fluff gone.
Wait, are you incredibly white and pale like me?
Yes, I'm like... Well, basically, if we're not careful, Greenpeace are going to turn up any second and try and release me back into the sea.
Free Willy!
Not free, but relatively inexpensive.
Oh, fucking hell.
We will not be doing that as a go back and watch this.
I imagine doing a remake and having Will trying to jump across one of those
I get out of breath climbing the stairs.
Right, okay, so
shall we do one of our features or something?
Should we move into a segment?
Yeah, right, so.
I've made an executive decision. We're not going to do a trailer breakdown this week
because we can't see the screen in the garden.
The laptop's quite... Yeah, it's too bright and I can't see it and it'll be a bit pointless. So
the screen is black. You could do one of those nighttime ones, sort of a vampire-y thing or something.
Yeah, but if it's dark and if it's dark in the picture, it's going to be black.
And, that'd be a bit pointless. So what we'll do... Did you watch that tournament film?
Yes, I did. The tournament. Right. It was quite good.
I want a Will review.
Okay, the film was about, and we discussed this on the last... was that last one?
It was the last episode, yeah.
The last episode we discussed this, and Adam did the performed the trailer breakdown quite magnificently. But effectively, you've got Robert Carlyle as a washed-up, drunk vicar who's struggling with alcoholism and happens to be sitting drinking coffee, someone else's coffee, he's just stolen the mug, and accidentally swallows this mahoosive tracker beacon that's about the size of a large calibre bullet.
And he didn't know.
That's been dropped in the bottom of his coffee. And this causes him to be caught in the middle of this assassin's war, because each of the assassins, apart from the one who cut it out and put it in a cup of coffee, has this tracker built in so that they can hunt each other down in this small Scottish town and kill each other. There's a really hot Japanesey bird.
Kelly who?
Kelly who?
Who?
LeBook?
Kelly who?
Oh, Brock.
No, Kelly who?
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 Are we done with that?
So
who's at second base? General Carnage sort of carries
Carnage?
On. General Carnage,
yeah.
In
charge of the Starship Enterprise?
No, no, that would have been a captain. Generals are more army as opposed to navy.
Right, so let's just do that joke again then. Carry on.
General Carnage ensues. There's some exceptionally good parkard from a French bloke, obviously.
Big black.
Oh, fuck off. Yes.
Carry on.
There's some exceptionally good parkard scenes, just jumping from roofs, climbing up stuff from a big black French bloke whose name I've forgotten. But that's it's actually worth looking at if you just like your parkard. But there seems to be more and more parkard appearing in the action films these
you
days.
You stopped saying parkard, didn't you? I don't know what it is.
Got to try it. Got to try
running.
Some of it.
It's free good. Running. Okay, yeah. What did you say there? Stop saying parkard.
Because that's the correct name for it.
Doesn't make it any better. Yeah, there's a proper name for it.
Makes you sound fancy.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It sounds like you can't say Picard properly. You're emphasising.
I am Jean Luc Parkard. The general of whatever. Yeah.
A true Englishman. So plays you've a got. Frenchman and all that crap.
So you've got your fit Japanese bird whose name I can't remember.
Kelly who?
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 Yeah. Fuck. And she basically gets a soft spot for Robert Carlyle.
Oh, yeah.
Soft,
yeah.
Moist.
Well, he's a priest.
Moist. Don't say moist. That's the most unsexy word.
He wouldn't be up for her. He'd be up for the little boys in the choir.
I don't think he was Catholic.
No,
but,
no.
Basically, there's no. Rocket launchers, he guns, swords, grenades,
swords.
Parkard.
Swords.
I think, was there swords? There were certainly knives.
Swords and sorcery.
I can't remember. I seem to recall
there
was a sword.
He must have some sorcery.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's divine sorcery. It's when when the power flows through their gods, as opposed to your arcane sorcery, which we can do in spell books. I love Dungeons and Dragons.
See, that's what it's pissed me off. Because I used to watch Dungeons and Dragons as a kid, and it was awful.
It was. Now, I tried to rewatch it recently. Our friend Lou lent me the Dungeons and Dragons box set, and I watched a couple of episodes at random, and it was utter shite. You cannot go back and watch that.
They never got home either.
No, because the series was canned because it was so rubbish.
I said, what? Although
I loved
parents.
It.
Them kids have gone missing. All these kids that go missing in this country, check the fucking fairgrounds.
Yeah. Those kids were American. The kids that go missing in this country are generally chilling out with Peter Pan.
Lost Boys.
Yeah.
Who's a Catholic priest.
Lost Boys. Now that is a film to do. I'll go back and watch this.
Okay.
I watched that the other night, actually.
Oh, Kiefer Sutherland. He was so cool in that.
The way you said that was really disturbing. Like, oh, Kiefer Sutherland.
While he's sitting there rubbing his nipples. Yeah.
Clearly I'm a heterosexual man, which is why I'm sitting here topless between you two boys.
Yeah, we're eating crisps.
Yeah, we're eating crisps and drinking beer. What could be more manly?
We're eating crisps off Will's belly.
I'm just having to stay still, otherwise the mic's going to fall off me. All right, are we done with the movie review? It was quite good.
Out my thing.
So, was it any good? You just told us the plot. You can't just say the plot. That's not a review. That's just a synopsis.
All right. It was good fun.
Percentage?
Yeah, come on. We have a wheel percentage.
I would give it an 80%. It was entertaining. You don't need massively high expectations. It's a hangover film. It's what I would describe as a hangover film.
Well, they get drunk and...
No, not the hangover. It's a hangover film. It's when you've been out the previous night, had a few beers, you want to watch a film, you don't want anything too complex, but you want something that will keep your attention. It's a hangover film.
But it's too loud to be a hangover film.
Nah, not at all. I just turn the volume down.
What's the point then? You must watch a porno.
Because this kept me entertained for 2 hours, whereas a porno does me for about 15 and a half seconds.
You didn't even get past the credits.
No.
You nearly said 2 seconds, didn't you? Yeah. You had to extend it.
Sorry,
I've got to exaggerate.
Yeah, it's, push my manly credentials.
So, do you think they make a sequel?
Yeah, almost certainly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because they make sequels to everything now, don't they?
Yeah. But
is it one of the Soul Survivor things?
Yeah, it's Last Man Standing.
So there's only going to be one person who actually gets to go back in the sequel, and it's bound to be Robert Carlyle because he's
because everyone else dies.
He's a priest,
or do they?
I don't know.
Bum, bum, bum.
I've not watched it.
Who can say?
Yeah, I might
let's face it. He swallows this bullet, and there are laxatives involved in a later scene.
I would have thought so, because 24 hours he has to survive, and then he's going to crap it out, and he's going to disappear.
It is 24 hours. That's and basically, these devices they swallow explode quite messily if they've done bad things or whatever. But it's a good fun film. It is a good fun film.
Yeah, it's not going to win any awards, is it?
No. Award for best thing set in a Scottish town with Robert Carlyle playing a vicar and some fit Japanese bird.
So it's one of
the
films.
Who won the award for best one of them?
It's one of the films that is only filmed in a Scottish town because it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. It's a film outside of, and it's a European made film then, no doubt. It's not a Hollywood film.
I don't know. It had enough explosions and shit to be a Hollywood film.
Yeah, but yeah, just because it's got explosions doesn't make it a Hollywood film.
But there wasn't any unnecessary romance. There was a bit of a bond between Robert Carlyle and the Japanese bird, but he doesn't end up having like a 2.5 minute long scene when he's slipping his knob in her, which was quite refreshing, to be honest. It's, most Hollywood films have this compulsory sex scene.
Hmm.
Compulsory sex, nothing like rape.
Have you ever seen Crank or something like that? When he's
Crank, Jason Statham, yeah, in the middle of the market. Yeah, yeah. It's just for the thrills, isn't it?
So yeah, a random sex scene in the middle of the market.
Yep. He has to keep his adrenaline going. So
the whole idea of Crank is he's been injected with this drug or something, and unless he keeps his adrenaline level up, he's going to die. So he does all of these weird things. He walks into this bar and just picks a massive fight to try and keep his adrenaline level up. Crank's good fun. That's another Hangover film to me, though.
Crank 2? You seen Crank 2?
No, I haven't, I bet it's awful.
Because at the end of Crank 1, it's not a spoiler, because the Crank 2 explains it, he falls out of the plane at the end of Crank 1.
Oh, lands, yeah, to keep his adrenaline up. Yep.
And lands on a car. And then it ends. So at the beginning of Crank 2 is that some people jump out, take his heart out, replace it with a...
Oh, no, I have seen Crank 2.
And he has to keep it voltage to keep the voltage.
That's it. He's got to start electrocuting himself. He's like connecting jump leads to his nipples.
Yep. And then he just does it pretty much exactly the same. And it's all set.
Which I can't recommend.
Because Will's got it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you might hear a little squeak
in
a minute. Right,
Ash, turn the key.
Are you sure? Brace yourself.
You're like a gimp at a Pulp Fiction.
An oil body reflects so best, is so much better for conducting the electricity. Where's that from?
What are we talking about?
An oil body is so... An oil body. Oil body, that's one of my favourites.
So much better when you sit on a plug.
And that is from Red Dwarf. Can't remember the series, but the episode, I think, is Psymoon, when they land on the planet and it adapts to Arnold Rimmer's psyche. And it's pretty fucked. But it's good fun.
Actually,
we love Red Dwarf.
You bringing up Red Dwarf there, I had a very surreal moment at work during the week. I actually... I came down in the lift into the atrium of our offices... And very poncy, I know, but our company has a choral society.
A choir.
And the lift's open, and I walk out into our atrium, and what are they singing? They are singing the Red Dwarf theme tune. There's a whole
in the middle of his office,
in the middle of my office.
How's it
go? It was wicked.
It's cold outside, no kind of atmosphere, I'm all alone, more or less. Something like that. I don't know the whole thing.
Yeah,
honestly.
My company's got to the finals of Singing in the Office.
Oh, yeah.
Singing in the Office.
I don't know, some weird competition for people that have choirs in their offices.
Shouldn't they get better fucking work?
Well,
no wonder this country's in recession.
If they gave out free beer and let you do it during your working time, but I bet most of those choral societies actually practice outside of working hours, and I have no interest.
Lunchtime. In the middle of the atrium.
That's my time.
That's my time.
That's Will time.
He's really taking that Will.
Oh yeah.
As like a proper, you know, saying for everything.
Should Will start talking about himself in the
yes,
third person?
I think you should. Because speaking about that, there's actually a parody Twitter account.
I know.
Of you.
I'm like a Z-less celebrity. Z as in like the end of the Excel spreadsheet. So you go from A to Z, mm-hmm. and then you carry on further as you move across the columns. I'm like Z. Indeed. So 26 to the power of 26, whatever that is. I'm that level of celebrity now. I have I have someone mimicking me on Twitter.
Yeah. It's Will _ Oddcast, but it's not Will as in WILL, it's WIW _
Will.
Will Oddcast. Mm. And he just posts random stuff. He doesn't pretend to be you to anyone that asks. Which I think some people actually think it is you, even though the bio clearly says parody.
I don't care, because I don't look at Twitter.
Quite a lot of people don't know what parody means.
Exactly, they probably don't go straight over their head.
Same sort of people who don't know what irony means.
If it was me, I'd tell you. I know the person who it is, but I won't reveal who it is, because that's the mystery, isn't it?
Yeah, where's the fun in that, eh?
So
it's like the Stig in Top Gear.
Yeah, but just not as funny.
Yeah.
Blimey, I've got a follower.
But yeah, it's quite a cool little thing. He posts some random stuff. Some of the stuff I don't get, but then again, I don't get some stuff you say anyway.
I'll give it a couple of weeks till he gets bored.
Yeah, he'll probably stop. Probably yeah. Parody of Ash next. Well, now I've said that. I expect an Ash podcast coming out. Yeah. Right, okay, so should we actually move into a proper segment then, seeing as we haven't
done anything yet?
Done any segments yet, we just all chatted.
It's too nice just sitting in the sunshine, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Alright, let's do it.
Let's do a bit of Star Watch.
Mm.
Star Watch!
You've got to get a little one of those programmy things.
I do.
Right. You mean a sample?
Yeah.
That's a little one of those programmy things. Yeah. Well, like EastEnders.
Yeah. That'll work.
Okay, today's Star Watch will be... He's not retarded, he just sounds it.
He's just slow.
Sylvester Stallone.
Who?
We've done our...
Never heard of him.
Kelly who? So we've got Sylvester Stallone.
Mm.
Any of you guys know much about Little Sly?
Little Sly, wasn't he bullied when he was little, or was that Arnie? He was in big competition with Arnie.
Wasn't Arnie being Austrian? He was probably locked in a
He was raised in a cellar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Arnie instead.
You brought it up.
Yes.
But well, Sylvester Stallone. I mean. No, he's a member of Mensa and all that kind of stuff. He's actually a very clever bloke.
Yeah, bright lad. Just hides it well.
With the slurring and all that kind of stuff. But I heard, I don't know whether it's fake or not, but I heard that the reason that he's slurs and stuff is he's paralysed one side of his face from being dropped as a baby.
Fair enough.
Landed on his head.
I love the way you said that and threw your can on the floor.
Yeah,
to demonstrate how the baby would have been dropped.
Yeah.
Ching!
So, Sylvester Stallone. Let's start off with
1970,
The Party at Kitty and Studs.
Kitty and Stud.
Which was actually...
Is that a porno? That's got to be a porno. Party at Kitty and Stud.
It was a softcore
porno. It was?
Yeah.
Excellent.
And they renamed it after, a few years later, when they re-released it, as The Italian Stallion. Anyone know that?
Oh, that was The Italian, because of Rocky.
Yeah.
Tried to sell it again.
Mm. Exactly, that's what they tried to do. But... Before Rocky...
Hi, I'm here to fix your swimming pool.
Before Rocky, we had Death Race 2000. The Roger Corman film, which has been remade with Jason Statham.
Yes. Yes, it was quite recently, wasn't it?
Mm.
Was it any good? I've not watched it.
No,
is it worth watching?
It's awful, but...
The new one.
Okay. It's really... Like, the whole idea of Death Race 2000 is that they have to go around like a Cannibal Run style.
Are they prisoners or something?
They're on death row, basically.
And then what they have to do, they get points for killing innocent people, pedestrians.
Yeah, 5 points for a cyclist, just 10 for a Zimmer
like
frame, that sort of stuff, yeah.
Just stuff like that.
It's
really
London.
Over
London driving.
Grand Theft Auto, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's proper mental. And he did that in 1975. But we all know, 1976...
Escape to Victory.
No, was Rocky.
That's when everyone started.
I'm done.
Bored. I got bored.
I was kind of hoping someone else had come in with the rest of the melody.
So yeah, Rocky, which he actually wrote. He took it round to all these execs and studios and gave the script to them, but they kept saying,
"Yeah, be a boxer."
They said, "Yeah, we'll make that, but." You can write it and we'll get someone else to be the main guy. We'll get Ryan O'Neill because he was big.
We'll get Arnie Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. And obviously, but he was like...
No, I won't play my film.
Christopher
Walken?
That was Christopher Walken, So he stuck to his guns and he got the part. And, you know, like I say, the rest is history.
Yes.
So he kept his guns and he made a lot of money for it. I think he won an Oscar, I think, for best screenplay.
But it was Rocky Balboa, wasn't it? Or something like that. Now, Balboa to me sounds like a genital disorder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doctor, my Balboa's playing up again. Can I have some more of that cream, please?
You've said that more than once, haven't you?
Yes. Yes. I had
you
to squeeze.
Said that to your doctor.
Let's move on.
So, Rocky, did you...
My doctor's your mate.
Yeah,
you went to school with my doctor.
Yeah,
that's the weirdest bit.
See, there was this thing that they said about Rocky Mountain. You got Carl Weathers played Apollo Creed.
Yep.
He's like the Muhammad Ali type, cocky.
Thing is, all of these names are very much porn star names still, aren't they?
Apollo Creed.
Yeah, definitely. And Rocky Balboa. That's definitely
Adrian.
Suitable. Adrian. Dwayne.
But there's a story that when they were casting for Rocky, and they had Apollo Creed come in, so Carl Weathers come in to read for the part, and they did like Sylvester Stallone, Carl Weathers do their little bit together in like the reading.
Carl Weathers, didn't he sing Just the Two of Us?
That's Bill Weathers.
Okay.
And they were sitting in the room together with the exec, and
I'm impressed that you knew that.
Yeah, see,
good effort.
Well done.
Move on.
Do I get a will point? Will point of approval?
I'm staying quiet.
Gold star.
Nice one. Gold star. I don't know. I think I'm saying yours then.
Okay.
But yeah, so the two of them are sitting there doing the reading in front of the execs and that, trying to get, and halfway through it, Carl Weathers stopped and says, I'm sorry, can we get an actual actor in to read with me? And they turned around, it's awkward silence, and just went, he is the actor. And he was like, oh. And then awkwardly walked out. But fair play, so Sylvester Stallone said, that's the guy I want him. Because if he can be cocky like that in his audition, he can play a perfect Apollo Creed.
Unrelated story entirely.
Makes no sense.
But moving back to Red Dwarf, Danny John-Jules, who played the cat in Red Dwarf, he actually got the part because he didn't realise he'd turned up late to the audition. He was like 15 minutes late, and he just breezed in thinking he was 15 minutes early. And they called him up, and he didn't apologise. He just arrogantly goes straight into it, and they went, "Wow, he's cool." Anyway, Rocky. No, Sly.
Yeah, well, we're talking about Rocky, but... Yeah. You like Rocky? Rocky film? First one. Let's talk about the first one. You like the first Rocky film?
Never saw it.
Yeah, no, it's good.
You never saw it?
I mean, I never saw it. I mean, I have not seen it. I never saw it. I did not see it. I may see it, but using the various tenses, currently at this time, I have not seen it.
You have no visual memory of watching this film?
Yes.
Why?
Because I haven't seen it.
What's wrong with you?
I haven't seen it.
So you watch the fucking tournament, but you don't watch Rocky.
Well, yeah, it's old.
It's old. Oh, so any
probably dated.
Old, it's old. Don't have films.
Well, to be honest, if I'm looking for films, I can't be asked to go back and watch films from the 1970s, because I can't be asked. It's not in 3D.
Oh, here we go.
You know.
Oh, all right then. So Rocky put him into
It shot him to stardom.
Famous stardom. Put him into Rocky 2, which he wrote again, but he directed it this time.
Yep.
Which, when Rocky actually wins the fight.
Was that the one with Dolph Lundgren, or was that 3?
No, that's 4.
4. Right, yeah, I've seen that one.
Okay, Escape to Victory, 1981.
He was the goalie, wasn't he?
The world's smallest goalie in the world who can't catch a ball. Yeah. He punches it if you
He could play for England.
He could, he'd play for Tottenham.
Yeah.
But, you seen Escape to Victory? Michael Caine, Pelé.
So many years ago. But yeah, the only scene I particularly remember from it, wasn't it someone's going to play, but he decides he doesn't want to escape, because the whole thing is they escape during this football match.
Yeah.
And so they put his leg in between bits of the bedpost and then break it for him.
That was so that Rocky could play. So that Sly could play. Because Sylvester Stallone is such a shit goalkeeper.
Was that a remake?
He wasn't going to be playing.
Was Escape to Victory a remake of an earlier film?
No, I don't think.
Okay.
You're thinking of The Great Escape?
No,
it's
I'm not.
It's been made loads.
But I don't know why, but I just don't remember Sylvester Stallone being in it when I watched it, but I think I would have been about 10 when I saw it. So.
Yeah, he was definitely in it, and it was because he had organised the whole thing, and he'd escaped and come back in to actually sort out all the plans with the resistance and all that kind of
and
thing.
And then he jumps over the fence on his motorbike. But no, he's blind and does forging.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I can see clearly. Take me with you.
Then Apollo Creed
as he runs
up
into a wall.
Yeah.
And then the cat from Red Dwarf turns up 10 minutes late.
Yep.
Yeah. And goes, oh shit, I missed the match.
Yeah. So anyway, Arnie.
Yeah. No, so this is slow. So after Escape Victory, you've done Rocky 3 with Mr. T.
Ah, oh, crazy fool.
I beat a fool.
Because Mr. T he was a WWF wrestler at one point, wasn't he, Mr.
No,
T?
He appeared in the wrestling.
Yep. He was fighting pandas, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's why I got black eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. Tigers are a fuck lot rarer due to Mr. T being in the WWF.
That was all to do with Hulk Hogan, though, wasn't it? And
Hulk Hogan.
I always say Hogan.
Say Hogan. Yes.
Just shut up then. Let me get on with it.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Right. Pause while Adam drinks his beer.
I just can't stop thinking now about Peanuts and Tanks from Mr. T. He just does the Snickers adverts.
We have peanuts.
We have peanuts on the table.
But get some nuts!
Yeah, he doesn't do them anymore now.
Doesn't he?
No, I think he's...
No, still playing them. So.
Yeah, they do the Diva one now, where it's a Snicker advert in this country where they're in like a football changing room.
And right.
You got Joan Collins like having a go at someone, like, who stole my hair gel and all that? And then the bloke says, oi, Dave, have a Snickers. And then he has a Snickers. And then he turns back into Norway and says, you've come a right Diva when you ain't eating.
Okay.
Brilliant.
You need to watch it.
You probably had
go
to be
there.
Go back
and watch those adverts.
Yeah. I'm getting too hot. Okay, 1982, First Blood, Rambo.
Oh, yes. There was a zero kill rate in that, wasn't there? He didn't actually kill anyone in the first Rambo film.
Well,
a really low kill rate compared to, like,
it was,
the later ones.
Yeah, it was very minor. He tended to end up with stabbing people in the legs with bits of wood. And
the one guy that does die was kind of more down to the sheriff pushing it to try and get him when they were in the woods.
Oh, he fell out of the helicopter.
Yeah, so it wasn't really Rambo's fault.
Yeah, or it wasn't deliberately killed by Rambo.
No.
Yeah.
They like sucking them. I didn't do anything! I didn't do anything! I just wanted to leave me alone!
Brilliant. I like it particularly when you do a Sylvester Stallone impression with a mouthful of crisps.
Yeah. Alright. 1983, Staying Alive, which he didn't actually star in, he directed it. Which was the sequel to Saturday Night Fever.
So I was going
to
say, right. Staying Alive sounds a lot like a John Travolta style film.
Yeah.
What a random person to get in. Who are going to direct the sequel to Saturday Night Fever, which is quite an adult drug-taking film? So we're going to make Staying Alive, John Travolta. Let's get Sylvester Stallone and make it PG and him just being a dance on stage.
Sounds brilliant. Was it a massive, massive hit?
No, not really.
No.
We did very well at all.
Moving on.
1985.
So we've got a lot of years to get through here.
Rambo, First Blood, Part 2.
Yeah, why didn't they call it Rambo 2?
I don't know.
Because they did actually call the first one Part 1, didn't they?
Really?
No.
It's like Star Wars Episode 4.
Just First Blood.
It's First Blood. I think that's why I called it Part 2. Because in the 80s, they always had to call something Part 1, 2 and 3.
Had to be a trilogy.
Yeah, like Karate Kid.
Godfather, Part 2. Godfather, Part 3. No.
Troll 2.
No. Yeah.
That was
good. Okay. Was that a good one?
I've never seen it.
I've not seen any Rambo films.
You seen Rambo 2?
I saw the second one.
Rambo 3 had a record, didn't it? At one point, it was in the Guinness Book of Records for a film with the highest body count.
Yes. That was nuts. That's where he was shooting down helicopters and driving tanks into
helicopters. That's probably been beaten down.
Oh, almost certainly.
Oh, yeah. People... Yeah, it was beaten by... By Hot Shots Part 2.
Oh, that was deliberate because it had a little counter on screen.
It saying more than Terminator, more than this, more than Rambo. Yeah.
But since then, it's probably been beaten.
But South Park, the movie, held the record for a film with the most swear words in it.
Yes.
Every other word.
Uncle
it?
Fucker. What a song.
Yeah.
That is a great film. Rocky IV, 1985. That is the one where he does fight Dolph Lundgren.
I saw that one.
He dies.
Yeah, because... That's it, because Dolph Lundgren's like a boxing machine and he kills Apollo Creed.
He does.
Yep.
Punch him in the head.
Actually seen that one. Can't remember it, but I've seen that one.
That's quite a good
one. Actually, that was dedicated to one of the, is it key grips or whatever it is that they have in films. There was some old guy that when they did their winter scene, he was actually nailing wooden planks down underneath the snow. And
that's tricky. Isn't it easier to like move the snow and then nail?
I think they probably did move the snow.
Otherwise, you're going to get really fucking cold.
Yeah, it was really silly. They didn't.
It's really silly. It was silly of them.
He was an old guy and he died, and they dedicated the film to him. But he was nailing the planks down.
So but he's called a key grip, and he nails planks. Shouldn't he have been called a plank nailer?
Possibly. I don't know whether he's a key grip. I never know what a key grip is.
A key grip is something I fail to do when returning home after a night in the pub and trying to get through the front door.
Yeah.
Basically.
But all films have key grips. What's a grip?
Grip.
Hangs and dangles and just does monkey impressions from the lighting.
Oh, it was Sven Goran Eriksson, wasn't it, whose best mate was called Tord Grip.
Yep.
Or something like that. And now that is a porn star name.
Yes.
Yeah, he was assistant coach, wasn't he?
Something like that.
for England.
And his case.
Yeah, so basically, Sven-Göran Eriksson was complaining and someone said, oh, get a grip.
So I get my friend Todd.
Yeah. I am Todd Grip. I am here to fix your swimming pool.
But I don't have a swimming pool.
Okay, baby, let's fuck. So, Sly Stallone.
Cobra, 1986. What's Cobra? Seen it?
It was Action Force's enemy.
He's a copper, isn't he?
Oh, I can't remember.
Action Force's enemy.
I like that one. All right, okay. Rambo 3, 1988. That was the one where he actually went to war.
That was the one with the proper kill count.
Yeah. Oh, no, hang on. I'm getting confused now because it was Rocky 4 and then it was Rambo 3. I'm thinking, no, we'd already done Rambo 4.
Right, Tango and Cash.
Tango and Cash with Kurt Russell. That's what I was just about to say.
That was
two cops, wasn't it? Two badass cops taking on the world. Crap film.
I like Kurt Russell, though.
I like Kurt Russell.
Yeah, Escape from New York City.
From New York. Didn't he do a sequel?
Los Angeles. He did. He's probably done Springfield. Everyone likes Springfield in the States.
Well, there's a Springfield right near us, isn't there? Springfield, Chelmsford.
This is old Springfield, I do believe.
Oh, we are in Springfield. Simpsons fans.
Okay. Rocky 5.
Oh, for fuck's
sake!
Worst
one.
Give it a rest.
1990. That's the one where he doesn't actually fight. He kind of retires, helps Tommy the Machine Gun become a boxer, and then have a big fight in the street.
Wasn't he in Snatch?
I didn't watch that one.
Tommy the Machine Gun.
Tommy Gunn.
I don't know. Was he?
Yeah, he was Jason Statham's gay lover.
Gay lover.
Oh, they were clearly gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But Rocky V got really bad reviews. That was a really bad film.
Probably because it was shite.
It was awful.
Yeah.
And they were going to kill him off at the end of it, but they turned around and said, "No, don't kill him off."
Nah, might want to cash in some more.
Exactly.
Yep.
So then he'd gone through all these years of being great.
Slaughter the cash cow.
80s action star. So he decided, I want to go and make a nice comedy. So
Demolition Man?
He made Stop and My Mum Will Shoot.
Oh, fuck. I'd managed to erase that film from my memory entirely. Because it was Stop or My Mum Will Shoot as well.
Stop and My Mum.
I just don't want to talk about Stop and My Mum Will Shoot.
Okay, yeah. So what was he next?
Twins.
Was he?
No, that was
Arnie.
No, that was Arnie. He was in Twins. He was in the video shop. There was a cardboard cutout of him in Twins. And Arnie walks up to him and Arnie does his little muscle flex thing and rips his t-shirt and just looks at his muscles and then just sort of bushes him off and just goes, nah.
So he was in Twins
bigger than him.
As a cardboard cutout.
As a cardboard cutout.
Right, okay.
Same as he's in Last Action Hero as a cardboard cutout as the Terminator 2. Because, the whole point about Last Action Hero is an Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jack Slater, so they go into the movie, and they go to a video shop, and he goes, look, you were in this movie, and it's Sylvester Stallone as the Terminator. And he goes, what? This is his greatest movie. that's a good film, that is. She definitely was back in that.
What, Last Action Hero?
Yeah.
We've spoken about it before, and I've said, nah.
All the one-liners. All the one-liners.
Cliffhanger, 1993.
That was good.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I remember the Sega Mega Drive game. That wasn't good.
Mega Drive game of...
There was a Sega Mega Drive game of Cliffhanger. Because they make a game of every film these days. To be honest.
So you have to try and go rock climbing in a game.
Yeah, basically you're sort of jumping over ledges. It was kind of Prince of Persia style mechanics.
So there's, if you tread on the pressure pad, spikes come out and skewer you.
Along those lines, yeah.
Excellent. Or you cause an avalanche because it's...
Yeah, when you fall down cliffs and stuff. I can't really remember it. I just remember there was a game.
Demolition Man?
Demolition Man with Wesley Snipes was, so far as I'm concerned, Sylvester Stallone's most entertaining film.
Mm. Yes.
It was just good fun.
Wesley Snipes' best film ever, I think. Mm. Brilliant in that one with his orange hair.
Although I did enjoy the first Blade. I've mentioned the third Blade and how much it annoyed me, but the first Blade was good.
Mm-hmm. Was Sylvester Stallone in that in some kind of cardboard cutout form?
Mm. Quite likely.
Yeah, in the background.
Only as part of the merchandising.
Yeah, okay. Right, so then...
In whatever the bloody film was that we were just talking about.
Demolition Man.
God, we are getting hit by the sun today. Let's blame the sun, not the beer.
The sex scene in that I found highly amusing in the fact that he was so confused and disappointed.
They put the helmet thing on the day and it's like all damn in the mind.
I like the three shells.
That doesn't happen in the future.
Actually, the three shells, because it's he goes to the toilet and says, you got any toilet paper? You're out of paper. So, you use the three shells. He goes, the three shells? Oh my God, he doesn't know how to use the three shells. And then he does swearing and just pulls the tickets out of the wall and wipes his arse on them. That's actually a really good film. Another one for the go back and watch this list. Yeah, good. I think we're good for them till Christmas now.
2015. Mm,
yeah.
The Specialist in 1994. I think that's the one with
Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone.
Yeah, I suppose he's an assassin, isn't it?
No, there's
another one.
He's
another
one called Assassin. Just later.
He's like a counter-terrorism expert or something. He's like a bodyguard.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, because there was a cup of tea with a bomb, and that's probably what put most Americans off.
James Wood dies and he gets blown up. James Wood, I remember that bit.
By a cup of tea.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, it was English.
Damn right.
1995. Judge Dredd.
Oh, yeah. Moving on. That pretty much sums it up. It was a lovely principle, but it was an awful, awful film.
My whole idea about Judge Dredd is that he never took his helmet off. And then this film, in the first 5 minutes, he takes his helmet off.
Well, otherwise, there's no point in having Sly Stallone do it.
That's the whole point. That's why I did it. So they remade Judge Dredd with Carl Urban, and he says he doesn't take his helmet off once. Even when he goes to sleep.
That's because no one's heard of Carl Urban.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah. That means
don't get a big star, really, who has to wear a mask the whole
time.
Exactly,
that's the whole point. But, Judge Dredd was pretty poor because they even had Armand Asante playing his brother, who sounds exactly like him.
He's called Armand.
Armand Asante.
Is he a bit of a nut?
Oh, man.
And there's one scene.
He was a nutter, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's one scene when, because they're supposed to sound the same, because they both want this. Like that, they both say that. So there's one bit where they're going, I ain't been law, you been a law, I ain't been law, the law, the law.
I'd just like to know if there's anyone out there called Armand who's married someone called Hazel.
Armand and Hazel.
I just think that'd be brilliant.
Hazel and Armand, that'd probably work better,
isn't it? Yeah.
So yeah,
why?
I don't know.
What? Why is that better?
Just sound better, Hazel.
Okay,
Armand.
Fine.
1995's Assassins, that's the one with Antonio Banderas.
Is that the one he's an assassin in?
No, that's
the one
he's a specialist. 1996, Daylight. It's the one they're stuck in the tunnel, isn't it?
Where?
Is it? I can't say.
Daylight, there's no daylight.
Actually, that was on telly a couple of weeks ago, and I managed to watch the first 10 minutes, and then I had to turn it off.
Yeah?
Yeah, he wanted a wank.
Yeah,
and it's really...
Oh, sorry, no, Sly.
It's really hard to wank to Sylvester Stallone films.
Okay, 1997, he did Copland. I've never seen it, but I want to see it.
He gets fat. He puts on lots of weight.
Yeah, it's one of those, like...
Is that what Val Kilmer's doing? Is he really building up to a massive role, literally?
Yes.
Yeah, massive fucking bacon role. Yeah. Massive bacon role.
Did I hear they're making a new Top Gun?
Yes, sequel to Top Gun.
Yeah, with Val Kilmer in it.
Oh, he's going to appear in it, is he?
Apparently so.
Why, Jumbo Jet?
Yeah. Basically, they're going to need he now flies a Chinook, because it's the only fucking thing that can lift him.
Well, it's a Tom Cruise like appearing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's the whole idea. It's like Top Gear, but...
Top Gear?
Like, Top Gear, yeah, basically. Jeremy Clarkson's the main role. Fuck.
They're going to be driving cars that fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to have no features about cars in it whatsoever. It's just going to be a lad's mag about three elderly blokes.
It's going to be a Ferrari plane.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
the Italian Stallion.
Let's get through this quickly, because there's quite a lot, I didn't realise.
Oh.
He did Get Carter, Driven, Detox, all films that no one's ever heard of.
I've heard of Get Carter.
I watched Detox, that was shit.
And Get Carter was a remake of a good film.
Of the Michael Caine one, yeah.
Indeed.
He also then went on to make a couple of crappy things. Spy Kids 3D.
Oh, fuck off, keep moving.
Yeah, but carry on. Then, yeah, so he went for a stage of not making many good films and just doing it for the cash. Took a break, come back, wrote Rocky Balboa, and come back with that and directed that.
Yep.
I've seen it.
You get ointment for it.
It's not that bad.
And better than Rocky V. It's
a
Rocky
remake
6.
Of one of his original films that he wrote.
It's not a remake, it's a sick film.
Oh, is it him being old?
It's him being old and coming out of retirement to play to fight for an exhibition match because Adrian's dead. Mickey's dead.
Oh no.
Yeah, but
Zed's dead.
Zed's dead, baby. So he comes back, and he also went and done Rambo 4.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
Which is actually quite good. It's really bloody. And he got moaned at for being... It was too over top.
That was the thing, because in the first one, he was on the side of the Afghans, wasn't he? But then he goes back to Afghanistan and kicks the shit out of the Afghans.
And this one, it's set in...
See, they're nice dogs.
It's set in, like, Thailand or something. It's, like, all the kind of... They're not a proper army. They're, like, a rebel sort of...
Guerrillas.
Yeah, and he gets pulled in to do it, to save some people. It's really fucking mad. And it's really horrible, because it seems where kids are just getting... Like thrown in fires and that, and just killed easily. That's why they're a bit like, that's not very good. So then the Expendables.
That was Expendables 2. It was crap, but it was another Hangover film.
No, it's not a Hangover film. They don't do that at Vegas. In
minor entertainment.
Can I have a drink, please, Will?
Yes, sir.
Will's gone off to get the booze.
Yeah.
So And The Expendables 2 with Chuck Norris is coming out soon. And they're having a bit of an argument because what they're saying is the last Expendables movie was actually a R-rated film. R-rated in America, so it'd be like 15 over here. And they've made it this one. Chuck Norris is on board and he said, no, it's going to be a PG-13, which means 12A over here, pretty much. And they kept saying it. I wouldn't make a film if it's an R-rated because I need all my fans to come and see it. And then suddenly Sylvester Stallone said, no, it's going to be a fucking R-rated film. Get over it.
Who?
Chuck Norris.
Oh, but
all of Chuck Norris's fans have to be over 30.
Or never have seen any of his movies. Yeah. All Chuck Norris's fans just like the quotes.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly where his majority of his fan base comes from. They haven't actually seen a film with Chuck Norris in. No. They just love the T-shirts.
I mean, I've not actually seen any film with Chuck Norris
have
in.
Have you not seen it?
Main character.
Oh, where he played the main character, yeah.
Delta Force, no.
And Vigilante?
Vigilante?
I'm sure.
Vigilante. I had an auntie called Vigil.
No, it's Virgil.
Virgil
and used to be your uncle.
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? All right, so Sylvester Stallone, do you think, I think he's done quite well to go from start off really well respected, write his own movies, become an action star, make some awful films to pay the rent,
but
and then
he's made
come back to do it again.
He's made enough good films to get away with the bad stuff. So our general conclusion would be a thumbs up on Mr. Stallone.
Yeah, he's definitely a star to watch.
Yeah, you missed one of his good ones though.
What?
Ants.
Oh yeah, I did see that. I just skimmed over that one.
Was the one where he was a soldier.
I'm an insect. I'm an ant. Okay, right. Barbecue guests are going to be turning up fairly soon.
Okay, so let's get into the last segment.
Fuck yeah.
Let's go back and watch this shit. Okay, so let's play out the trailer for a brand new film.
It's not brand new.
Old film.
Yeah, let's just play a trailer for a film for you to go back and watch.
Take a journey back in time in search of a mystery locked beneath the sea. This December, you will be given the key.
I'm the king of the world!
20th Century Fox and Paramount Pictures present...
What made you think you could put your hands on my fiancé?
It's not up to you to save me, Jack. They've got you trapped, Rose, and if you don't break free, you're gonna die.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet...
Iceberg, right ahead!
...in a James Cameron film... Titanic.
So there you go.
Near, far, wherever you are, and I know that I've not seen that film.
You've never seen Titanic?
Nope.
Never?
Don't intend to either.
How about you? Unlike
Rocky, you are not the king of the world.
I can honestly say I've not seen that film. And unlike Rocky, which I may watch one day if it just happens to be on in front of me, I'll switch that bastard off. I've got no interest in it.
It's a 3-hour film about a boat sinking.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as... what's the other shit he did recently?
Avatar,
yes.
See,
but at least it's not in 3D.
That's the whole point.
Oh, you are shitting me.
Because what it is, the reason I chose Titanic, it's not because I'm saying it's a good film. I mean, you can't go wrong the fact that it's one of the highest grossing movies of all time.
Hang on. So we're saying, not saying it's a good film, but we're saying go back and watch it.
Well, no, let me finish. Right? It's one of the highest grossing films of all time. Right? I think it only got beaten out by Avatar, which is directed and created by the same person. And it was a film come out in 1997 about the Titanic. The reason I want to talk about it is only because it's almost 100 years since that Titanic bastard sank.
So we should celebrate it by watching a totally inaccurate film.
Well, I just think that people should go back and watch it and see whether it deserves to be one of the highest grossing films of all time or whether people get caught up in the whole hype of certain things. I think James Cameron is one of those golden boys of Hollywood which can seem to make anything mediocre. He can polish a turd.
But why are you saying it's in 3D?
Because what he's doing, they've re-releasing it in April to coincide with the 100th anniversary of it sinking in 3D. He's converted it into 3D for the cinema.
Oh, can I please put out a plea to our listeners? When we say go back and watch this, do not pay to see it in the cinema.
Yeah,
pick it up on VHS from a charity shop.
Or download it.
Christ,
on a torrent site, because it's already there.
Do not give that man any more money. He's worse than Coney.
I don't talk about Coney.
Do you know James Cameron's latest project?
What?
He's actually building a submarine to go to the deepest point in the sea.
So he's not even a fucking filmmaker anymore. He's making boats.
Yeah, he's making submarines. But
and it's a boat that sinks, which is a terrible idea. But ironic.
Yeah, it is.
I hate James Cameron. I don't think I've met him. James Cameron, directed
Aliens?
Aliens was the second one. He did Terminator 1 and 2, which Terminator 1 was really good.
Terminator 2 was good.
This is the level.
But it's because it had Arnie in it.
This is the level and also versus Stallone, depending on what film you're
and watching. And the only film that Arnie was the bad guy.
Yep.
Well, Terminator 1, yes.
James Cameron, this is how it works. James Cameron, if he has less budget, his films are better. Like, better storyline.
Yeah, otherwise he has to make blockbusters. Yeah.
The bigger his budget, the worse his films get.
The only good blockbusters are the ones with Bob Holness in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry to our non-UK and, frankly, below the age of 25 audience, unless you watch
below
Challenge.
The age of 45.
It was a 1980s and early 1990s quiz show called Blockbusters. You want another Shandy? Jesus Christ,
Shandy.
You're going to fall off your chair in a minute.
Yeah, but so Jim Cameron, as they call him, he made this with Leonardo DiCaprio, who was coming off the back of some Romeo and Juliet, so he was like a heartthrob.
He was before that, he's done
pretty well to kind of get rid of that.
I actually liked Leo DiCaprio. Blood Diamond was a good film.
That was brilliant.
Yeah,
he's a good actor, Leonardo.
We need
DiCaprio.
To do that in a later one, though.
Yes. And
I like sewing valuable stones into goats.
Oh. That is great.
And Kate Winslet, she was in it, and she was quite young in it.
I've not seen her in anything good.
Quite busty as well. Kate Winslet, she's been in a lot of good films.
Like what?
She was good in the... have you ever seen The Reader?
Nope.
Where she played the German...
Oh, yeah, okay, she was all right in that. She played this like strict German type who might spank me if I'm bad.
She's quite hairy as well, hairy armpits.
Oh.
Oh, blimey. And, Titanic, it's literally an hour and a half of a love story.
Yep.
Including this one scene where the two of them are at the front of the boat, and surprisingly, the boat's full of people, and they're on their own at the front of this boat.
It's because it's a restricted area.
They said you might be up for
it. Give me your hand. Close your eyes. Go on. Step up. Now hold on to the railing. Keep your eyes closed. Don't peek.
I'm not.
Step up onto the rail. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your eyes closed. You trust me?
So either she's really stupid, or she actually is a bit retarded, because...
She pushed her off.
She's not flying. That's not what flying is.
No, she's on a boat.
She's on a boat. I'm on a boat, motherfucker.
That would have been a much better line, to be honest. I'm on a boat!
A really big boat! See, that's the best thing, isn't it? Like, that script, though...
What's that fucking big white thing over there? I'm flying, it's okay, I don't need to worry about it.
We're fly past today, won't
yeah.
The unsinkable ship, that's...
Oh, the unsinkable.
I mean,
yeah.
If you go back and watch it, you'll see that the graphics and that of the actual boat sinking is pretty cool.
So, in 100 years from now...
People bouncing off all the stuff and that, it's quite a bit. But that lasts for an hour, so that film could easily be an hour and a half long, and it would be a lot better, I think.
So in 100 years from now, are they going to look back and refer to the Titanic disaster as the thing that happened 200 years previously, or the facts that they put out a shit film in 3D?
Yeah, no, in 200 years' time, when we're all having sex with helmets on.
In 100 years' time, I'm not expecting to be getting much sex, to be honest.
I will be, yeah. There'll be drugs and all kinds to keep you going.
Mm. Yeah, but like Walt Disney being car gently frozen.
To be honest, they use Viagra. They use Viagra on elderly men, but it's only at stopping falling out of bed.
Fair enough. But yeah, so Titanic.
Yeah,
yeah. Will really want to see Titanic.
I'm so enthusiastic about this whole thing.
But this whole 3D business, they're re-releasing films in 3D now, like they are doing with Jurassic Park now. They're re-releasing the first Jurassic Park in 3D.
Yeah, but I liked Jurassic Park.
But I don't want to see it in 3D. I couldn't give a fuck.
No, no. The thing is, that it's not true 3D either. No. They're just taking the original films.
I'm going off 3D very, very quickly.
I wasn't on 3D.
No, I like the idea of 3D when I'm sitting, if it's 20 minute spurts when you're in like Orlando in Universal Studios.
Oh, 3D Muppet Vision.
Yeah,
that
stuff
was
like
awesome.
That.
20
minutes. The 4D, done. 5D stuff is
yeah,
brilliant.
That's
where,
all
where
cool.
You get squirted with water and.
But
and
sitting in a cinema for 3 hours.
But surely the fourth dimension is time.
It's
and if you're going
to
sit in front
bollocks.
Of this film for several hours,
they
you're going to want
it.
That fourth dimension back.
They rewind it and you watch it again.
Ooh, brilliant.
But sitting like with Avatar, you watched Avatar in cinema and you had to
I walked out after 45 minutes.
Because it hurt your eyes?
It gave me a headache, plus it was crap.
Yeah, it was pretty poor. Avatar. I'm never going to go back and watch it. Yeah, and Fern Gully.
Yeah.
It's awful. Mixed. Talk. With,
well, Fern Gully was Pocahontas, but Adam's not seen Pocahontas, so he just assumes it's Fern Gully.
Was Fern Gully Pocahontas? It was,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, it was the same plot
yeah.
as Pocahontas, but Pocahontas is a much older story.
Was there a talking bat in...
It wasn't done purely originally by Disney. It's like Disney didn't invent the Little Mermaid. They just took it and made it nice. There was none of this agony when she walked or cutting out of tongues and stuff.
What?
The Little Mermaid.
Titanic.
Yeah. You look at the early Hans Christian Andersen stories. Hans Christian Andersen invented the Little Mermaid, and it was a Danish story, and it was nasty. I can't remember the full plot, but there was a lot more pain and ripping out of tongues and shit
so
than there was
well
in the Disney
screenplay.
Stuff.
Of, and the storyboards. Of
there were no
nice and kiddie stuff.
Oh, don't. Disney are bastards. They take original stories and ruin them.
Jesus Christ.
Bugger. Yeah. The only singing...
I'm a little bit scared now.
Yeah,
they lied to me.
There were no singing... There were no singing crabs in the original Little Mermaid. I promise you this.
Ooh. Lots of crabs, though.
Excuse me? Oh, yeah, there were crabs, but that was more as a consequence of having unprotected sex before marriage. I'm making that up.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought that would be not that would have worked.
So, our conclusion for the go back and watch this shit, from my point of view...
Go back and watch it, don't pay to watch it. Does that make sense?
You can say that. I'm going to say don't bother watching.
Well, I think you should go back and watch it.
I refuse.
Just because it's one of them films, it's a high score. I think you should go back
what
and watch it.
What should I watch? That or Rocky? I'm going to only watch one.
Oh, hang on. It's like a Highlander fucking question, isn't it?
Damn right.
There's only one. All right, fuck it, go back and watch Rocky.
Yeah. So, go back and watch this. Should have been about Rocky. We got it wrong, folks. My apologies.
Yeah, well, it's 100 years since Titanic
yep.
went down, so before we just pay our respects to it.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's the end of Go Back and Watch This. And
okay.
That's it. I think we've
I
done
think we're
this
off
Garden Cast.
The...
I think
yeah.
we timed that pretty damn well.
I think our guests are going to be arriving shortly for the barbecue, so we better get that bad boy lit.
Yeah.
That was someone asking what time it starts, and it was just sort of, well, it's supposed to be sort of now-ish, but they're going to turn up in an hour.
Okie dokie. So, we will go and have some more beer, food... And
sunshine.
So
fuck yeah.
Let's do the spamming bit now and get it out of the way. If you want to contact the Oddcast podcast, you can go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com. You can see all the podcasts there, including Ask an American.
Yep.
You contact us at Twitter, which is at Barker Podcast or at Oddcast Podcast. Also on the Podgods Network.
Yep.
Podgodsnetwork.com.
And we're on the lounge.
We're on the lounge as well, and the Stitcher app and iTunes. We're pretty much everywhere. There's no excuse to say you can't find us because you
unless
can.
You search for the Oddcast podcast, in which case you might find four or five
which
other
kind
ones.
Of,
but surely they've already found
I'm
you.
I was just
if,
about to say
yeah, actually yeah, this.
Now I kind of feel a bit stupid because I'm telling you to go and find us when you've already found us.
But have a look at the Podgods Network.
But go to the Podgods Network, find out some other funny shit there. We've had an extra podcast added to it now. We've got the Jelly Fielders podcast, we've got the Salty Language podcast, DNC, Anti Semantics, Little Punch Drunk, and also We Love Movies More Than You.
And so, they probably do when it comes to Titanic.
Exactly, they're filmmakers, they are.
Oh,
they're the independent filmmakers.
But so are you.
Except so am I. So, yeah, there's going to be a fight. Fight with a joust.
Can I film that?
You can film that and we'll be jousting.
And but we will retain the rights to it.
Yes, and then we will sue them if they ever tried to show it.
Fuck yeah.
God, we're getting crazy.
So on the Podgos Network, I actually looked at it, and when it was the anti-Semitics, I actually misread it because I'm sort of vaguely
anti-Semitics.
Well,
I think that's probably the idea behind it, but I was a bit uncomfortable accessing it at work in case anyone saw it, because they'd probably think it was like, you know, that I've become a bit of a neo-Nazi since joining. But yeah. I suspect it's deliberate.
Yeah, but it's funny.
They're fun guys.
I listen to them on Friday.
I'll play out there, Ed, then, at the end of this podcast.
Let's do that.
You can do it. So thank you for listening to the Oddcast podcast. Episode. Oh, we didn't get time to get Dougie Scott on. Oh, never mind. We'll do it next episode. That's fine. So, yeah, I've been Adam.
I've been Will.
I've been Ash.
And it's been the Oddcast Podcast UK. Take us out, Will.
Ash, light the fucking Barbie.
Done.
So what the hell is this about a fresh, clean, generic bumper?
Basically, a bunch of the podcasts, they want to promote us. They'll put us on with our little commercial for our show, the Anti-Semantic Show. But yes. They want us to be clean.
What do you mean by clean?
Well, like our last bumper, Drew kept saying rape.
What? And the problem
they want us not to talk about rape during the bumper.
I don't know if I could do that, man. That's going to take a lot of effort.
I mean, there's plenty of things that aren't rape. Pray to God. You know at least one or two things that aren't rape, right?
Non-consensual sex?
I think that's rape.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's actually the definition of rape you've just stated.
Face fucking without consent?
Again.
Still, right. The consent word. That's what we're getting caught up on.
Taking a girl's virginity when she's sleeping?
I guess that's rape.
It's a hazier line, but I'm still pretty sure that's rape.
That's rape.
If she's dreaming that she wants it, it's fine.
I guess.
I don't know, because it's still a dream. It's not real life. Did she explicitly say yes?
What if I'm dream fucking her or something?
Well, you mean like you fall asleep beside her and you sleep rape?
Yeah, exactly.
It's still rape.
Yeah, so we're all about rape.
The Anti-Semantic Show. It's all about rape. Find us online at antisemanticshow.com, facebook.com/antisemanticshow, and at antisemanticshow, without the O, on Twitter.
Thank you for listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK. To find other shows like this, please visit podgodsnetwork.com. You won't be disappointed.